Lifted in the air to left field, long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
The Columbus Clippers are back at it tonight on a Saturday night fireworks night at Huntington Park, and the Clippers are hoping the fireworks come in the way of some big-time offense. They have played well as of late, scoring 9 runs yesterday. They've won 3 in a row over these Indianapolis Indians, and they will go for 4 straight here tonight. Scott Leo, Matt Andrews with you. And Matt, last night, very weird game. Some of the pitching was good, some of it was not good. The Clippers went through a couple of stretches where they missed opportunities at the plate, but for the most part, they cashed in, they put together a big inning, scored 9 runs, and basically out-hit Indianapolis.
Yeah, Scott, it was, as you said, an odd game, and I felt like it was a timely game for Columbus. They got the pitching adjustments when they needed. They got the innings when they needed them. It's going to be a bullpen night tonight. They got the timely hits yesterday when they needed, and everybody really contributed. So it's a new night. We'll see how it goes, but the Clippers have evened the season series at 8 with Indianapolis.
They would love to do that. They would also like to keep gaining ground on first-place Nashville. Nashville won yesterday, so the Clippers are 3.5 back, but 1 ahead of Memphis sitting in second place. Starting lineups and first pitch coming up next on Fox Sports 920.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
There's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. Is it gone?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we stand for tonight's national anthem,
we take a moment to acknowledge the passing of Lieutenant John David Shaw of Fire Station 24, who passed away after 25 years of service. Our thoughts and prayers are with your family and friends. Thank you. Now we ask that you please stand and join Bree Kirksey in the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave a night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ms. Bree Kirksey, thank you.
The Star-Spangled Banner here at Huntington Park means baseball is now just moments away. Hi, everybody. Scott Leo, Matt Andrews with you. Game number 5 of a 6-game series between these clubs. Clippers are trying to win their 4th in a row. Starting lineup for the visiting Indianapolis Indians. It'll be Tocopia Meccano, who will lead off and play shortstop. He'll be followed by the rehabbing DH Greg Allen, and batting third and center is G-Way Bay. Rodolfo Castro will clean up in left. Jack Sawinski will be the 5-hitter left fielder, batting sixth at first is Bly Madris, and Carter Benz does the catching, batting seventh. Hitting eighth and right, Travis Swaggerty, while the 9-hitter is the third baseman, Hoy Park. Zach Mattson is the left-hander on the hill for Indianapolis. For Columbus, the starting nine look like this. Will Benson leads off in center, batting second, playing second, Tyler Freeman. Richie Palacios, the 3-hitter in left. Cleaning up is the DH, Will Brennan, batting fifth, shortstop, Gabriel Arias. It'll be Bo Naylor doing the catching, hitting sixth. Batting seventh and right is Oscar Mercado. Trenton Brooks will bat eighth and play first. And hitting ninth at third is Mitch Tolman on the hill for the Clippers. Will be Andrew Mizziak, the left-hander. He is 36. The league has batted 375 against him. And he will face Indianapolis here in game number 5 of this series. Clippers wear black jersey tops, white pants, black caps. Andy Tracy's the manager, AAA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Indianapolis wears the red jersey tops, gray pants, black caps. They are managed by Miguel Perez, AAA club of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Game time conditions on a Saturday night, 79 degrees for the first pitch today. Not much of a breeze at the moment. Mostly cloudy or maybe partly sunny skies, depending on how you look at it. But we do know this. The high temperatures have come down a little bit over the last couple days, and it's made these 7 o'clock starts even nicer. Folks are still rolling in here for what they hope will be another great effort from this Columbus club after losing 5 of 6 against Nashville. Matt Andrews, the Clippers have now managed to win 3 of 4 in this series.
Yeah, Scott, they've done it in a variety of ways, but yesterday, as we said, a little bit of everything and an unusual ball game that ended up being high scoring. Thought on your weather. A little humid here.
It is.
And at noon, when I looked outside, I'm like, is it night or daytime? Because it was dark and we had some rain around the noon hour here. I know you were not in town again today, but we're glad you're back, and here we go.
Traveling man again today, but no rain encountered in my travels, and we are ready for baseball. So, Marcano's into the box, and here comes the first pitch. It is taken for a ball. We're underway. It's 7:08 this evening. Mizziak will not waste time between pitches here as the southpaw fires and misses downstairs with the off-speed. Our game-time conditions, by the way, brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. Popped it up foul. That'll get back and out of play. I had a couple slices of Donato's pizza for lunch today. Nice. Supporting our great sponsors who support us here.
Thought it was interesting, Mizziak, after warming up, did not go into the Columbus first base dugout. He took the mound. So as he would typically do as a reliever, he went right out there and did not come in.
Mizziak ready to work. He deals, and this one will be just low. Fastball at 93, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Second career start for the lefty. Pitched one inning at Iowa on June 29th. Hoping to get a couple innings out of him today, but 3-1 pitch is outside, and Marcano will reach on a walk, and just like that, the Indianapolis Indians have a base runner. Here comes Greg Allen.
Hey.
Long look in from the Columbus starter here. Working with a base runner now. He pitches. And this one's in for a strike. It's one of the things to watch whenever you have a reliever making a spot start. Typically, relievers work slower when there are runners on base. The pace of a game, sometimes you get to the 7th, 8th, 9th, gets bogged down because relievers take more time. Now, you've got that pitch clock, and that's supposed to keep everything moving at a decent pace.
Not with Allen, though. Major League Rehabber, that goes out the window,
yes,
right?
So no clock for him. It's blacked out up there near the scoreboard. And so the pitcher knows that as well.
Sure.
So the game changes a little bit. Here's a high pop-up that'll get down the first base side and get out of play. On days when you would have a bullpen day prior to the pitch clock, you would almost expect those games day was a good one. You had five guys that went out and pitched well. The pacing might not be as prompt as, say, a guy who expects every time to pitch six, seven innings or more, and he's getting the ball back from the catcher and working.
I'm probably talking completely out of turn here, but with the way the clock is now and at the rate in which games seem to speed up a little bit.
Here's a pitch in the dirt. Did it hit him? It did. It hit Allen. It was a 1-2 pitch. It got him down near the foot or the leg, and so he will trot down 90 feet.
Why would anybody teach anyone to pitch slowly? Well, I mean, all you do is fight the clock if you're going to work in relief in a slower manner than normal. And who doesn't like, you know, playing defense with a pitcher that's going to work quicker?
Yeah. I think there is an inherent nature to pitchers wanting to slow down as they get to the higher levels because they're trying to throw the perfect pitch. They're trying to analyze the situation. If you go watch let's say a high school baseball game. This one's high for a ball. I don't see a lot of pitchers wasting a lot of time on the mound. They get it and they throw.
So where does it change in the process?
Well, I think it's...
And why do we change it? Because it's not going to be the way you're going to operate with a pitch clock at this level and beyond, right?
Right. 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike.
And I know the one control. I get that.
I feel like college games move at a pretty decent pace. So is it at the professional ranks where that starts to happen? I mean...
But I lost now. The clock is down to 7.
1-2 pitch called, third strike. Jiwei Bay's out on strikes. I mean, part of what changes, too, is when you get to the higher levels and you have television involved, you've got longer breaks between innings that slow the game down. But as far as ball in play, if it were me, and this is, I think, what you're saying, as a pitcher, you would want to work faster. And the defense wants you to work faster.
And the commissioner wants you to work faster.
That he does. Here's a first pitch ball to Rodolfo Castro. Part of it's on the hitter, too. I think at the higher levels, you see more of guys wanting
That's
to step
fair.
Out of the box.
That's very fair.
Adjust the 17 pieces of safety protective equipment they're wearing. And here's a check swing on a pitch off the outside corner. I guess guys throw harder. The breaking pitches break more, and so all of a sudden, because it's more of a chess match, everybody wants to take their time and think about the next move. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, which maybe isn't a great analogy because professional chess players play extremely fast, and they
yes.
move the piece, and they hit the little stop clock, and they keep going, right? Set at the belt, 2-1 pitch. This one's bounced foul, back against the screen.
Well, in a case like tonight, certainly tomorrow, we're going into the All-Star break starting Monday. Working at a quick pace might be at the top of the priority list,
and
especially tomorrow.
That's all you need to know about whether or not these games can be played faster, because in press boxes all over baseball.
Yes.
Here's a pitch outside for a ball. The game before the All-Star break, maybe, and almost assuredly the last game of the regular season, especially if there's no playoff implications. There's usually a pass-the-hat pool where you pick the game time.
You won one of those once in Louisville, I think.
I took home $17, Mr. Andrews.
I remember that very well.
I put that in my pocket, went straight to 4th Street.
Asked money to get home.
Gas was a lot cheaper back then. 3 balls, 2 strikes to count the Castro.
You think? Yeah, you're right, though. Everywhere around the league, at least that I've been, that's been the big thing on the Sunday before. Once I called a no-hitter on getaway day, prior to the All-Star break. Sam McCure was involved in that. Yes, that game went very quick.
Yeah, well... I would say the clock is having an effect, and it's having an effect because it's being enforced. And so what you hope is that going forward, that enforcement continues, and it's consistent.
Agree.
I mean, Indy played a 9-inning game that was sub 2 hours before they came here.
Against Iowa, yeah. 156, I believe.
3-2 pitch. This one's fouled away. And I think that's where all of this discussion comes in. The powers that be feel like the game is more enjoyable if the ball is in play. And that must be the feedback they get, and that must be where the focus is. Keep the ball in play in some fashion. Keep things happening. 3-2 pitch. This one's hit foul. On the third base side, past the manager, Miguel Perez.
Well, whatever the pace is going to be, Scott, tonight, it's going to be a near full house, probably standing room only, for another great crowd here in Columbus.
Yes, it is. And there's a spin back towards second, working the runner back, and it's not just about the pitch clock. It's also about some of these other rules, about a reliever having to face multiple batters, limiting throws to the bases, trying to figure out other ways to make the pitcher throw plateward and keep this thing chugging. And I think, to be honest, within this camp, slow to adapt to change or slow to embrace a lot of change, but I would rather see that than maybe some of the more egregious options that are out there. 3-2 pitch. This one's lined into left field. That's down for a hit. Palacios is going to come up throwing. Here comes the runner home, and the throw is not in time. Marcano will score. It's an RBI single for Castro, and Indianapolis will strike first here tonight. They lead 1-0. Jack Sawinski to the plate next. I think the pushback would be a lot greater amongst the fan base if you tried to go to all 7-inning games, or you tried to start every count at 1-1, or all these other things that you've heard about over the years in this discussion. Rigo Beltran, the pitching coach, is going to come out and have a word. The entire infield will get together.
Clippers trailing here first, Scott. Not a huge issue. Columbus leads the league in victories when trailing in a game this year. They have won 30 times this year when they've fallen behind first, or at least fallen behind at some point. So they are quite adept to coming back and figuring it out, but all of a sudden, with a bullpen day again, there's action already in the Columbus bullpen. Nick Enright, righty throwing.
Plate umpire Jose Matamoros signaling to the press box. That's the first mound visit. That's another thing that got implemented.
Yes.
Trying to keep the game moving. Mizziazik will get the sign, and he will deal. And it's going to be low for a ball. 1-0 to count to Sawinski. 15-pound left-handed hitter from Chicago, Illinois. swings and skies this one to center field. Will Benson moving over, and he'll make the catch. And so the runners will stay put, and there are two down here in the top of inning number one. Our starting lineups tonight are brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. The next Fantastic Friday from the Ohio Lottery comes your way on August 19th against Toledo. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game that night. Bly Madris into the box. A pitch. This one's hit deep to left center field. Palacios is chasing it. He's going to make the catch on the warning track. Smacks into the wall. Palacios stays upright, loses his lid, but records the third out. Indianapolis gets one run, one hit, a walk, a hit batsman after a half. Indy one, Clippers headed to the bat rack.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Here come the Clippers to bat for the first time tonight. Will Benson set to lead off. Zach Mattson is the starting pitcher for Indianapolis. Mattson's making his 14th appearance, his sixth start, 0-1 with a 5 ERA, 18 innings. Has walked 10, has struck out 10, 246, the batting average against. And Benson will climb into the box against the shift. Indy has been playing him to pull all series long. This is no different. A swing and a miss. On a pitch up in the zone. Benson checking in at 263. Here's a strike, and it's 0-2. It was a curveball from Mattson. He's faced the Clippers three times in his career. Mattson has no decisions, a 5.40 ERA. Swing and a miss by Benson. He's out on strikes on three pitches. Activity starting already in the Columbus bullpen. It's Kurt McCarty who's down there. So it looks like McCarty is... back in the fold here tonight. Here it comes. 0-1 breaking ball stays high. The pitch. Popped him up. Right at the plate, this will be the catcher, Benz, sans mask. He'll make the catch. in foul ground. Two away. Richie Palacios made a great running catch on the warning track to end the top half of this inning, and it saved a couple of runs. And we may look back at the end of this night and be thinking about how big of a play that was. Here's a strike. The 0-1 is swung on, fouled off the end of the bat. Nothing in two. And the pitch. Fouled off the end of the stick. We'll do it again. Clippers and Indians meeting for the 16th time this year. Indy has had the best of them, 8-7 so far. Columbus trying to pull even in that season series with still one more to be played tomorrow right here. 0-2 pitch high to Palacios. Hitting 297. Three homers, 26 runs batted in, Palacios. Eight doubles, four triple. This pitch is swung on and Palacios got a piece of it, and it's off the catcher, Benz. Foul ball, so Richie stays alive. Benz goes all the way out past the pitcher's mound. Oh, yep, foul tip, and then redirected it. Right to, as they used to say in professional wrestling, the midsection.
It's not a laughing matter either.
Not for Carter Benz at the moment.
No.
Mattson pauses and pitches, and a big curveball stays up. It'll be two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2. Ground ball hit to the shortstop. It'll be scooped up by Marcano, and he'll throw across for the putout. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for the lefty, Zach Mattson. And after one, 1-0 Indy at Huntington Park.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
Kyrie Irving in the news. You guys remember what Sean Marks said at the end of the season? A blind man could have seen this one coming. The question is, which team, where would he go? And the rumored two teams are the Lakers and the Knicks. What does that signify to me? When you're a guy that has a checkered past, when you're a guy that no one's sure if he wants to play, when you're a guy that's considered, when you're a guy that has struggled to be available, you have to find somebody, you have to find a team that is desperate. Not everybody would take Kyrie, and he's an incredible talent. So, by my estimation, the reason that the Nets, the Knicks, and the Lakers are the two options presented are they're both teams that reek in desperation.
The Doug Gottlieb Show. Weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign, and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Kirk McCarty will be on to pitch for Columbus here in the second. So McCarty takes over and will face the bottom third of the order. Carter Benz will lead it off. Benz, Swaggerty, and Park coming up for these Indianapolis Indians in game five of the series.
What's going to come back from?
First pitch curveball taken for ball one.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
The 1-0. Downstairs, two balls, no strikes. Benz swings and misses, hitting just 197. Carter Benz, five homers, 18 runs batted in. McCarty to the plate. Broken back ground ball to third. Scooped up by Tolman. The long throw is a good one, and there's one away. For Kirk McCarty, 2-1 record, 12th appearance, his fourth in relief. 43 innings, has walked 13, has struck out 34. The league is hitting 283 off of him. Activity going in the Indianapolis bullpen now as well. First pitch, a ball outside. Called strike. Plate umpire Jose Matamoros with Justin Robinson, the first base umpire. Jacob Metz is the crew chief at third. Here's a ball hit to center, and that's where Will Benson is patrolling, and he'll make the running grab for the second out of the inning. Noe Toribio is the guy throwing down there for Indy, right-hander. Toribio, the 22-year-old, getting loose in a hurry. Swing and a miss by Hoy Park on the first pitch he sees in this at-bat. Top second. There's a ball hit to right. Hit pretty well. Mercado back, and it's going to leave the yard. It's going to get up onto the Pedialyte porch, the first deck of that home run terrace in right field. And for Park, it's his third home run of the year. The nine-hitter knocks it out. 2-0 Indianapolis. Marcano now. He walked in the first inning and came around to score. First pitch low, ball one. Corner. Palacios chasing, but he'll run out of room here. It's into the seats. McCarty fires, and this one is inside for a ball. Nobody on, two away. 2-1 pitch. Down low. 3-1. McCarty to the plate. Low and outside. Ball four. Marcano walks. Here comes Greg Allen. Second walk allowed by Columbus pitching. The first by McCarty. Allen was hit by a pitch. His first time up. Here's a pitch that dives down, and that hit Greg Allen. Breaking ball hit him in the foot. That's the same thing that happened with a different pitcher in the first.
Better beware, third time up, right? Yeah, they got him on the back right foot, it looked like.
I don't know that I've ever seen a guy get hit in back-to-back innings by pitches from two different pitchers.
Same spot.
Both lefties, both throwing breaking balls. Same spot. Here's a swing and a foul tip. And it's nothing and one to Jiwei Bei. He was called out on strikes. Come up. Out to the mound goes the catcher Naylor to have a word with Kirk McCarty. Kirk McCarty and Bo Naylor with the infield of Trenton Brooks at first, Tyler Freeman at second. The shortstop is Gabriel Arias with Mitch Tolman over at third. Left to right in the outfield, Palacios, Benson, Mercado. Pitch misses down and away for a ball. Speed. There's a strike at the knees. And it's 1-2. McCarty, a check of the runner back at second, and the pitch. Down and outside. Ball two. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Hit on the ground. Second base. Tyler Freeman will scoop it up. Throws on for the out. And that will do it for Indy in the second. They get a Hoy Park solo homer. We've played 1.5. Visitors leading 2-0.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are...
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Noe Toribio will be on to pitch for Indianapolis in the bottom of the second. Two to nothing, Indians. Columbus hit the 50 win mark last night with that 9-7 victory. Andy Tracy's team is 50-38. 3.5 back of first place Nashville. Will Brennan into the box. First pitch to Brennan's outside for a ball. If you're listening to today's game in your car or truck, please remember to buckle your safety belt. This message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? 2-0 to Brennan. If you joined us late, you've already missed a couple of pitchers. Stairs for a ball. Andrew Mizziazik started for Columbus, went one inning, gave way to Kirk McCarty. Zach Mattson started for Indianapolis, went one, giving way to the guy out there right now, Toribio. Three-one pitch. That's away. Ball four, and Brennan becomes the Clippers' first base runner.
Now then, the shortstop, number 13, Gabriel Arias.
For Mizziazik, it was one inning, one hit, one earned run, one walk, one strikeout. The Clippers starter. He totaled 27 pitches. First pitch to Arias, hit on the ground, through the left side. Arias scoots it through, and that'll put runners at first and second with nobody out.
Now in the catcher.
For Mattson, it was one inning of scoreless baseball, no hits, no walks, 1K. Bo Naylor in the box here. First pitch taken for a ball. And the 1-0. Bender for a strike. Batting 313, four homers, 15 runs batted in for Naylor. Here's a pitch low. Article in the Columbus Dispatch yesterday about Naylor being one call up away from joining his brother Josh in Cleveland. Andy Tracy seemed excited about the prospects of getting a chance to, at some point, tell Bo Naylor he's going to the big leagues. In the meantime, Tracy and the Clippers would like to see him continue to get the job done here. It's now 3-1. Three-one pitch, fouled back. Nobody out in this inning. Started with a walk to Will Brennan, a single from Arias. Right-hander sets and pitches. 3-2 pitch, outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Two walks in the inning. Mercado. Mercado settling into this Clippers lineup for the first time since June 27th of 2021. just a little over a full year. Chopper to third. Fielding, throwing home and getting the out is Park. He throws wide to the catcher, Benz, but Carter Benz is able to keep a foot on the plate and snatch that one, forcing out Brennan. 5-2 the put out. Bases remain loaded on the fielder's choice from Mercado. And Trenton Brooks will be the batter.
Indianapolis thrilled that was a force, because if it's a tag out play, that's going to be a run. As you mentioned, Scott Benz had a hard time keeping that right foot on the dish. He had to reach up the first baseline to corral an errant throw.
Another foot or so further up the line, and they don't even get the force there. Let's see what Brooks can do now. Takes the first pitch low, ball one. Catcher Benz goes out to the mound, and now the infield's going to all get together.
We picked a bad day to talk about pace of play.
We may have. We may have jinxed it. Indy is leading 2-0. Clippers threatening. The 1-0 pitch. First base fielded by Madris. He'll take it to the bag. This will score a run. Three unassisted to retire Brooks. Give him an RBI as Arias scores, and it's now 2-1. Naylor up to third. Mercado to second. Mitch Tomlin. Mitch Tolman coming to the plate. Tolman, the 256 batting left-handed hitting third baseman. It's like a Mitch Tomlin, Josh Tolman mix. See what I did there?
I get it.
Mitch
I
Tolman, Josh Tomlin. Remember Josh Tomlin?
I sure do.
He had a great changeup. First pitch outside, ball one to Tolman. He's still on the Clipper record books. A couple of categories. He was a single-season leader in a few things. And the 1-0 outside. Two balls, no strikes.
2010-ish, maybe a year or two later. Does it sound right?
He was an anomaly in a few different ways. Here's a ground ball hit back up the middle. It'll be fielded by Castro, the second baseman, and he'll make the throw on to first for the out. Clippers will only get one run. It comes courtesy of only one hit, two walks, two left after two. 2-1 Indy.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
MVP's bonus days are here for pros. For 12 days, pros save big and MVPs get even more. Because MVP's Pro Rewards members can earn bonus points to redeem for rewards. Earn points on every dollar spent up to $1,000 and get up to three times more points when you shop select brands and products. Find MVP's Bonus Day savings from July 11th to the 22nd in-store and online. Exclusively at Lowe's. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to program terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Indy scores one in the first. They add another in the second. Clippers get one back in the bottom of inning two. And as we go to the third, Rodolfo Castro set to lead off. And on for the play-by-play action, my broadcast partner, Mr. Matt Andrews.
Thank you, Mr. Traveling Leo.
A lot of mileage on the Leo mobile the last few days.
Just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a long day.
2-1 in favor of Indianapolis as we go to the third. Kirk McCarty, first pitch in for a called strike to Castro. Rodolfo Castro, a single. Base hit into left field for an RBI. A knock in the first. Made it 1-0. It's now 2-1 Indianapolis. Lefty McCarty, second inning of work. And Castro feels the need, and now he's going to be called for a strike. Yep, he was out too long with the pitch clock. Well, they didn't give him a strike. I beg your pardon. I thought he ruled that it was going to be strike two. Instead, it's 1-1 on that pitch. The lefty delivers. There's one bounce foul at the plate, but Castro did step out an extra second. Maybe the signal was that that was the first time out by the batter. All these new signals for the time purposes in this grand game that has no clock, or at least used to not have a clock. The pitch is outside, 2-2.
Yeah, sometimes we're learning on the job with it, trying to find out what the call is.
Called strike three there on the outside edge of breaking ball, and Castro with words for the home plate umpire, Jose Matamoros. One out. So that's one strikeout from McCarty. He relieved Mizziazik, who went an inning. Also a walk in the game and a hit batsman thus far for McCarty, who's given up a solo home run in an inning in a third. Strike one to the batter, Sawinski. Applied to center his first time. Lefty on lefty, there's strike two called. Talk to our good friend Howard Kelman, the voice of the Indianapolis Indians, who's not traveling with the team, but spoke to Howard prior to the game today as they prepared for their broadcast. Howard, no doubt, off here in the third with his partner calling the action, probably lounged back with a newspaper, as he likes to do on the off innings. Catch up with the day's readings. The 1-2, out of play on a foul to the left side. Longtime voice of Indianapolis's AAA team. Good man.
Newspaper, snack, and the bat phone, and he is all set.
Bottle of Penta water. Yep. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Fastball upstairs. He held up. 2-2. Hopefully Howard will be back traveling soon. Break even pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ball 2-out. Back-to-back strikeouts for McCarty. The two-out batter is Bly Madris. Fly to left to end the first. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. First one on the way, and it's in there for a called strike. Clippers after tomorrow will be enjoying the All-Star break for 3 days. Actually, they're going to have 4 days off, Monday to Thursday, and then we'll resume out of the break Friday in Toledo against the Toledo Mudhens. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, foul right at the dish, and Madris is down on the count of all two strikes. Clippers come out of the break with those games in Toledo, an off day, and then a six-game series. They'll continue on the road. They'll be at Louisville for six, then be back home and welcome in the North Division, formerly in the North Division, the Rochester Red Wings.
I was going to say,
is it still called the North or is it the East now?
There's no more North.
Yeah.
Just east and west.
Well, it'll always, Rochester will always be the Isle North to me.
Yeah. I tell you what, last year when they got rid of the league names and everything was just AAA East and West, our man Anthony Schlosser stayed with International League on the stat pack and everything, and he held out and won because the International League name came back.
3-2 pitch, check swing, ball four. The two outs, free pass issued. Drifts down to first base. And here's... Ben's grounded out. His first time up. Two outs, 2-1. Third inning in favor of Indianapolis. Lefty to right-hand batter, and Benz takes it inside. Ball one. Benz grounded to third. Leading off the second. He checks his swing. That's downstairs. 2-0. The pitch. Inside, 3-0. So after the first two batters struck out, Castro and then Sawinski, Madrid draws a walk on 3-2, and now a 3-0 to Benz on the way. McCarty gets a strike across on the outside edge. 3-1. It's clouded up here this evening. Been mostly cloudy all day. We had some sun at the outset, but definitely an overcast night before a capacity crowd. Runner going on 3-1, and this ball lifted foul on a play down the right side. It's full. Runner will return to first base for a two-out true payoff. Bleachers in left tonight here full. Bleachers at the top of the Power Pavilion, packed and stacked.
It's fireworks night, Matt.
Fireworks coming up afterwards. 3-2 pitch. Benz rolls one up the middle, slowly hit to his left as Arias cuts it off and throws to first in time to end the inning. Liscon 6-3 to end the threat. A walk and one left in the middle of the third. Indianapolis 2 and Columbus 1.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. You will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Along with Scott Leo, Matt Andrews back in Huntington Park with a cast of thousands here this evening. Good night at the yard. Going to be another good one tomorrow, and down the road they'll play some football as well. By the way, Scott Leo, 7 weeks from today, and at about this hour, they'll be playing football just north of here.
Yeah, and it's no cakewalk in the opener this year. That should be fun. The Irish are coming to town.
They're going to celebrate the 20-year anniversary as well of the Buckeye National Championship team that night. The Clippers game has been moved up.
Yes.
Will Benson in to start the home half of the third. Clippers down a run, and Benson drives this ball to left towards the line. Swizziak over, can't get it. It bounces up against the wall, and a double for Benson, who shot it the other way, and they were playing him over to the alley. Two base hit, tying run on to start the third.
We were talking about pace of play and how long these games take and how the pitch clock has helped speed them up. Hugh and I were talking during the commercial break. Nobody complains about it, except for me, but college football games take a year and a half to play these days.
They certainly do. They do.
And it's all because of television.
A lot of it is. Yep, I do believe that. Freeman the batter here. Tying run at second. Clippers down 2-1 in the third. Righty on righty, and Freeman takes it head high, ball one.
So what time does that game kick? Buckeyes and Irish.
I think it's 7:30. That's what they tell you, but the kick time will be closer to 7:45.
Close to 7:45, yep. And it won't end until about 11:15.
If we're lucky. And a lot of it depends on the amount of commercial time per network. I think that varies as well. If you ever want to get a good, real inside thought on this stuff, you talk to my pal and partner on Buckeye football broadcast, Skip Mossick. He'll get going. Here's a bounding ball in the hole. Nice backhand pick by the shortstop Mercado, and the throw not in time to first. He made a well of a circling backhand pick in the hole, heading to his right, but the throw to first late to get the speedy Freeman. Two on for Columbus. All the while, Benson holds it second. It's a base hit. Beat it by a half stride.
Oh, good call.
It was close. Third hit of the game, Columbus. Two on, nobody out, and Palacios. Cano is first time. Bats left against the righty Toribio, who straightens at the waist, checks second base, and comes home. And a bunt attempt, at least Palacios shows, and takes the ball high.
If you ever want to realize how long it takes to play those college football games, go to a non-televised game, which
I believe
this day and age might have to be D2, Division III, 2.5 hours, tops.
Palacios having a whale of a series. 8 hits, 17 times up. Yesterday, he drove in a couple and had a 4-for-5 game. He's got two on here. The tying run second. Go ahead, run it first. In the third with nobody out. Setting the pitch. Palacios shortens up and bunts it up the third baseline. A fair ball. It hugs the line. And a charging play by Park, who made a nice grab along the line to throw him out at first.
Tremendous play by Park. And Matt, I think that ball might have ended up foul had he not played it.
That's a good point, Scott. Another small little bounce up the line, it would have gone foul. But he came on a long way, cut in front, scooped it with the glove, and all the while, as he barreled towards the plate, threw a sidearm to first base. That's a heck of a play. It'll go as a sacrifice. And it was a dandy play by Park at third. 5-3 on the out, moving the runners up. Benson to third, Freeman to second, and here's Will Brennan. Brennan walked his first time, righty to lefty, way outside, first pitch, ball one. Brennan drove in three yesterday, RBI chance here in this one tonight. Second and third, one out, infield back, the pitch. Brennan checks it. It's in for a strike. Off speed to even it at 1-1. Duck for Freeman. 2-1, nobody out before the sacrifice bump of Palacios. The 1-1 is fouled to the screen. Pretty good rip there by Brennan. It's a ball, two strikes. Gabriel Arias sweating on deck. Count advantage of all two strikes for Toribio.
28th pitch of his night, and this is second inning of work from the stretch. He brings it in there. Brennan swings away and sends a fly ball into left. Going to be deep enough. Sawinski over to make the catch. Runs up, makes the grab. Tagging from third. Runner coming home. Oh, he's in there. The throw is right on the money from Sawinski. He made a heck of a throw to the dish. It was on one bounce to Benz and then bounced over his head at the plate. But if that ball's corralled by Benz, he's got a tag and a play at the plate. Benson in hands long to tie it at two on a sack fly to left. Scott didn't think there's any way Sawinski was going to have a play up the plate. And he made a one-bounce effort there. And if that ball's corralled on the hop at the plate, it's an out. But it bounced high over Benz. The error on Sawinski on the throw home on the bounce, even though a decent throw, bounced to the backstop, allowing the runner to move to third, Freeman. So a sack fly for Brennan, tying things. And here's Arias with two out and a runner at third. He looks at a strike. Strike one. Clippers have tied it up. Brennan gets the RBI on the sacrifice fly. Here's the 0-1. Check swing on a breaking ball in on his hands, and he held. It's even a one ball, one strike. It's a little small ball for the Clippers here. At the inning, a sacrifice bunt, a sack fly, an error, moves the runner to third, and with two outs to Arias, here's the 1-1. Strike call. Ball and two strikes. That heater from Toribio. Stretch by the right-hander to the right-hand batting Arias, the 1-2. And a bouncing ball to second. Castro plays it, and the throw on the money ends the inning. Clippers get a run. They tie it at two as we head to the fourth.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
First name.
Everyone has an agenda.
Dan. Last name.
There's a lot of things to get to.
Patrick. At least stage name. It's Pugh.
How about that?
And his show is The Dan Patrick Show, joined by the Danettes.
You guys talk so much.
No one does it better.
You talk trash so much. How about you back it up?
You can catch The Dan Patrick Show weekdays.
Man, there's a whole lot going on here.
9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Clippers have tied it at two as we head on to the fourth inning here at Huntington Park. A game that has been in the hands of the bullpen since the second inning. And for Columbus, Kirk McCarty about to start his third inning. McCarty gave up a run on the second, struck out two, walked a batter, no runs in the third. Here in the fourth, Travis Swaggerty will lead it off. He's fly to center. Two runs, three hits. Home team, they've left three. Two runs, two hits, an error, five left for Indy through the front third. First pitch to the lefty, Swaggerty misses outside, ball one, as we get set to check International League scoreboard. Here's one dribbled out in front of the plate, picked up by the catcher. Benz will check that. That's the catcher, Naylor, picking it up and throwing on to first base in time for the out. Naylor with the out
to first base, 2-3 to start this inning. Hoyt Park hit a solo home run out of here. Right field in the second, his only at bat. That made it 2-0 Indianapolis. Clippers have since tied it as Hoy fouls it at the plate, strike one. Check out tonight's scoreboard brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Foul on a point to the left side, nothing in two on Park. Tonight in Moosic, Pennsylvania, the Louisville Bats have scored 8 unanswered, and they lead Scranton-Wilkes-Barre 8-2. That game's in the sixth. A foul pop off third, out of play, still two strikes. You mentioned Rochester, they'll be in here for the next homestand a few weeks away. Here's one hit, upward stop, fields left of second. And the throw on to first base is in time for out number two. Short top seven, of the order in Marcano. Omaha has a 3-1 lead in the eighth inning of that game at Frontier Field in Rochester. Tonight in Gwinnett, they've got a 7-2 lead at home over the Durham Bulls. First pitch, Marcano takes outside, ball one. Jacksonville all over Syracuse tonight. Fifth inning, 8-3. The Shrimp. This ball is lifted foul out of play. They're in the fifth inning in Norfolk. Worcester 5 and the Norfolk Tides 2. Inning 4 in Des Moines. Buffalo has a 2-0 lead over the Iowa Cubs. First inning in Nashville, no score yet. Memphis and Nashville. Nashville won last night. There's a called strike. It's 1-1. Nashville goes into play today, 3.5 ahead of Columbus. St. Paul Toledo, no score just underway. And earlier today, Lehigh Valley blanks Charlotte. Excuse me. Pigs win it, 6-0. Pigs fly tonight. Here's a high fly ball hit back into deep right field by Marcano. Turning around the right fielder, Marcano, and that ball is off the top of the wall. Bounces back in, and it'll be a double for Marcano into second base standing up. Marcano with a pretty good field and throw in there. And Marcano had to bust it to get there. That hit off the top of the wall. Missed by going out by what, a foot, maybe two? 22-foot-high fence out there to the right of the scoreboard. It was very close and nearly left the building, but it didn't. It's a double. And with two out and a runner at second, here's Glenn Allen. Right-hand batter has been hit twice in this game, both times on the foot. Lefty delivers it into short left. Playable. Incoming is the left-hand left fielder, Palacios. He squeezes it with the left hand. And the side retired. Middle of the fourth, Clippers 2, Indianapolis likewise.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Fourth inning, tie game. Columbus 2, Indianapolis 2. Indianapolis back in the bullpen. Travis McGregor making his sixth appearance. No wins in the area of 10.5. Is the new pitcher, the third tonight for the Tribe. He's a righty. Bo Naylor is the Columbus batter to start this fourth inning in a tie game. Righty on lefty, and the first pitch is in for a strike to Naylor. Bo walked in the second. A hit and a couple of RBIs yesterday. Pitch to him, and it's outside. One ball, one strike. McGregor, 6'4", 215 is what listed. Pitches outside. Two balls and a strike on Naylor. Clippers lead the league. Six runs a game. Right now, tied at two as they bat in the fourth. The 2-1 on the way. Naylor checks, and it's down and in. Ball three. Mercado and then Brooks to follow. If anybody reaches, Tolman will be due in. McGregor's 3-1 on the way. Naylor checks, strike called, full count. Shortstop Marcano playing up the middle. The third baseman Park way wide of the bag at third. Here's the payoff. Naylor fouls it left side and out of here. East team, two runs on three hits. Clipper scoring in the second. And in the third, single runs in each frame. Naylor out, now in, and waits on another payoff offering as he opens that left-hand batting box stance. Fastball high and tight for ball four. And Naylor's on with a walk to start the fourth. He's walked twice. Number 10, Oscar. Oscar Mercado reached on a fielder's choice his first time. Righty versus righty here with nobody out. And the first pitch. A breaking ball in for a called strike at the inside edge. Clippers looking for their fourth straight win. Tied up, trailed 2-0. They've equalized, and now they look for their first lead. Indy's infield, a double play depth. A strike one. A swing and a line drive into left center field. That's going to sit down for a base hit. It bounces up the alley, rolls all the way to the wall. Here's Naylor around third for the lead. Heading on for third base, Mercado. He's in. Hands long with an RBI triple. Clippers lead 3-2 in the fourth. A bouncing ball that dribbled up the alley and went all the way to the fence in the left center field gap. And Naylor had no trouble scoring on the Mercado three-base hit. Trent Brooks, runner at third, nobody out. And Indianapolis now will play the infield in. Mercado's first run batted in with Columbus. Here's a swing by Brooks and a first pitch foul. Hit way down the left side and out of here. Strike one. Beat two Clippers. Nobody out. Outfield playing Brooks to pull or towards right. He checks. It's downstairs. Count is even. A ball to strike. Dorabino, three innings, three hits, two runs, couple of walks. McGregor's first inning of work, yet to get an out, a foul ball back. And the count's a ball, two strikes on Brooks. Brooks home in. His ground out on the second produced a run. He's driven in eight in the series. Number nine's down at third. 1-2 the count. The pitch coming. Brooks takes strike three. He knew it. Fastball right down central. Or as Howard Kelman, the voice of the tribe, would say, right down meridian. Out number one.
Now batting the third baseman, number 24, Mitch.
That was a slick Leonard saying as well, we were told. McGregor gets out number one on a strikeout. Looking now, Mitch Tolman, who's grounded out. Pitch to the lefty, and it's high, ball one. 26 straight hitless at-bats for Tolman after he grounded out in the second. Righty to lefty. Again, the infield staying in with one out. The pitch. Tolman swings, gets under it. A high fly ball on the infield to the right side. The second baseman, Castro, backs and makes the play. Two out. Nobody moves. Mercado staying at third. He tagged up and took three or four steps home. And then, after Castro made the play, the throw went to third. And no trouble there as Mercado steps back to the bag. But with two out now and the go-ahead run having scored, runner at third still with the Clippers up 3-2, and we go back up top and Benson. Righty to lefty. First pitch, breaking ball inside, ball one. Shift on for the Indianapolis infield to the right side. Three infielders on that end of things. Park at third is even with the bag and wide of it. Mercado down from third base with the walking lead for the 1-0. Inside of the looking Benson, 2-0. A walk, a triple, a strikeout, and a pop out. The 2-0 to Benson. Low, ball three. Tanner Freeman next. McGregor needs his strike. 3-0 to Benson. And he wanted nothing to do with him. Ball four is low and in. So they're on the corners with two out. Now Freeman will bat.
Batting now, the second baseman, number one, Tyler Freeman.
Mercado at third. Benson at first. Freeman's fouled at the catcher and reached on an infield base hit. That was at the shortstop, Mercado. And before he sees a pitch, time is called. The catcher, Ben, steps out and signals the defensive efforts. So we'll see if they start Benson from first. Two out, runner at third. Ben's putting the signal out there in case they do. First pitch they don't is in for a strike. Strike one. Clippers have a little activity with a right-hander standing in their bullpen. Columbus 3-2 leaders here in the fourth. There's a bouncing ball to second. Castro to his left picks it up and throws out Freeman. Columbus gets the run to go in front. We go to the fifth. Scott Leo will have the play-by-play. Clippers lead 3-2.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
So many new things. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
As summer heats up, make this a year to remember for the right reasons. You've got your new boat and you're ready to take to the water. But are you ready? For your sake and for the sake of everyone else on the water, practice safe boating by knowing the laws of the state of Ohio. Look into a safe boating course with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources or the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Go online to ohiodnr.gov. Make memories for a lifetime on the awesome waterways of Ohio for the right reasons. This message is a public service of Paul's Marine in Lewis Center.
You went car shopping? You meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, the Clippers trailed early. They've rallied. They have the lead. And Kirk McCarty is back out on the hill, although there is activity in the Columbus bullpen. And for the Clippers, it'll be Tim Herron loosening, a lefty. Kirk McCarty pitching, a lefty. And here's Jiwei Bae at the plate for the Indianapolis Indians to begin the inning. A lefty. And he swings and fouls this one away to the left. Great crowd here tonight. This may challenge the Tuesday crowd we had for Diamond Dog Night, which was the largest crowd of the season. It was 10,007. We are in that general area tonight with this turnout. Fly ball to center field. Will Benson will come in and make the catch. Bae is out. One down for Rodolfo Castro. Well, if the Clippers can win the games they're supposed to win, and now that's a tricky statement, but when you look at the schedule ahead coming out of the All-Star break, it is a favorable one for Andy Tracy's team. And the question becomes, can they win enough of them to win the division and play for a championship? Here's a ball foul down the right field side. Gets into the seats. 0-1 to Castro. The Clippers were nothing short of dynamite here at home to begin the year. Kind of ran into a buzzsaw there against Nashville. But coming into tonight, Columbus is still 29-17 in front of the home crowd. The only other series where they struggled was against Buffalo back in late May. Home series after the break, Rochester, Toledo, Iowa, Omaha, and then Indy again. There's a ball rocketed foul by Castro. Still 1-2. McCarty, 60 pitches now. He deals, and this one is hit in the air to center field. Waiting on it is Benson, and he'll make the catch. Castro is out. Back-to-back fly ball outs for McCarty. And I don't think he's going to face another batter. Andy Tracy, top of the dugout steps. Now he will make his way out there after Sawinski, the next hitter, was introduced. We'll have a call to the bullpen. Smith will step away. It's the Clippers 3 and Indianapolis 2.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Here's Tim Herron, 0-2 on the season with a 5.71 ERA, and he'll enter in a one-run ball game. Herron is making his 15th appearance with Columbus this year. Herron over 17 and a third innings. Has walked 9, has struck out 20. League batting 250 against him. And so it'll be Herron against the left fielder Sawinski. Indianapolis scored a run in the first. They added another in the second. And the Clippers rallied back with one of their own in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth. Plenty of half innings with scoring, just one run at a time. And a 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Herron makes it a nothing and one count. The lefty deals. Swung on, line foul, 97. Called the Yoshiando effect up on the scoreboard whenever you have a pitch that gets into the upper 90s. When the speed of the pitch shows up, there are also some flames, a flame effect that comes flying up on the board. There it is again, 98, swing and a miss. Herron just peppering it in there, strikes out Sawinski, throwing the heat. And it's the middle of the fifth, and it's 3-2 Columbus.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit...
Clippers leading 3-2. Richie Palacios to bat here in the bottom of the fifth against Travis McGregor. McGregor's thrown 21 pitches, 11 strikes, and the first pitch here is up and away, ball one. Wind and the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. So it's 1-1. Richie 0-for-1 officially, grounded out his first time up, sacrifice in his second plate appearance, first and third innings, the innings in which he has batted. Now he's up again here in the fifth. McGregor deals, and the 2-1 is a fastball high, 3-1. We will check the Major League scores coming up, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Welcome to the new Huntington. The pitch. Ball four. All right, there's a leadoff base runner. The Clippers have already scored in three straight innings, so good sign here. Will Brennan coming up. Cleveland was a 10-0 winner over the Tigers today. They hammered the Motor City Kitties, out hitting them 13-5. Cleveland back to two games over 500, throw to first base. And Palacios dives in. Brennan waits. McGregor deals. That's high. He's missing up. McGregor in 7 1/3 innings with Indianapolis. He's allowed 9 earned runs, 2 homers allowed. He has walked more than a batter per inning. The 2-0. Called strike on the outside corner. He's also struck out more than a batter per inning, so it's kind of been an all or nothing situation for McGregor. He's dealing with a man on first here and nobody out. He pitches, and Brennan takes a cut and comes up empty. 2-2. Not a good result for the Reds today. They lost in St. Louis 11-3. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Runner goes. And safe at second base is Palacios. Throw was a one bouncer to the covering shortstop, Marcano.
And then the shortstop, number 13, Gabriel Arias.
He dropped the ball, looking at the replay. Had Marcano held on to it, they get him. So Palacios. Arias is the batter. First pitch inside, ball one, a fastball. Mets and Cubs just getting started at Wrigley. No score in the bottom of the second. That's game two of a twin bill. The Mets won the opener 2-1 in 11 innings. When game one of the doubleheader goes 11 innings, it makes for a long day. McGregor with the 1-1 line foul. Time called. McGregor steps off the mound. Bottom of the ninth in D.C. Braves leading the Nationals 6-3. Yankees over the Red Sox 4-1 top of the fifth. And Brewers and Giants are scoreless in the sixth. The 1-2. Ooh, didn't miss by much. 97-mile-per-hour heater to Arias. Off the outside edge. Diamondbacks at Padres coming up. And later tonight, Dodgers at Angels. Twins beat the White Sox 6-3. 2-2 pitch, broken bat, Tapper back to the mound. McGregor has it, looks back to second, throws on to first. Arias is out. Two away.
Cutting down the catcher, number 12, Bo Naylor.
Here comes Naylor. 10 innings, Blue Jays over the Royals 6-5. Rockies beat the Packers in 10 over the Rangers 3-2. Naylor has made two plate appearances and has zero at-bats. Walked both times, takes upstairs on a breaking ball. Astros blanked the A's 5-0. In 11, it was Baltimore over Tampa 6-4. Phillies shut out the Marlins 10-0, and that's your Major League scoreboard on a Saturday. This one's fouled back. Big league clubs are at about 90 games now. About the same as the AAA teams, actually, the way the calendar's worked out to this point. So they're past the halfway point. 1-1 pitch is high. All-star break right around the corner. You see where Albert Pujols is going to hit in the home run derby?
It did. Al Leiter's son pitching today in the Futures game.
Oh, it's the Futures game today?
In L.A.
There's a strike. Gosh.
How about that?
Futures game used to be on a Sunday leading into the break, I believe. Two-two pitch. Fouled straight back. The Cleveland organization's had a lot of guys over the last decade play in the Futures game. Up-and-coming top prospects.
Cleveland had the All-Star game, what, 19, right?
Yeah.
Reds were in 15.
Yeah. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball low. Prior to that, Jacobs Field had it at the beginning of its tenure. And in Cincinnati, 1970?
88.
Was there one in there? Oh, 88, okay. I was going to say, there had to be one in there in the middle somewhere. 3-2 pitch. Fouled back. The 1970 game was the Pete Rose, Ray Fosse,
yeah, sure,
All-Star Classic. I still think Major League Baseball has the best all-star event, much better than the NBA All-Star Game and much better than the Pro Bowl for football. Ooh, breaking ball, and it hits Naylor, and he goes down in a heap. He actually started into his swinging motion, put the brakes on, and that pitch hit him near his knee.
Left knee, it looked like.
Yeah, and you get the trainer, Jeremy Heller, hustling out to have a look at him. Boy, if that swells up, he won't be catching the rest of the night. Yep, right on the kneecap.
Oh, and then he essentially did the splits, yes. Well, that'll leave a mark for the All-Star break. Man, you hate to see that.
Now they're smiling about it down there, so that's a good sign. And Naylor will head down to first base. Out to the pitcher's mound goes Dan Meyer. He's the Indianapolis pitching coach, and the infield will come in and talk here with two down and Oscar Mercado coming to the plate. There will be some activity starting in the Indianapolis bullpen. I think the 7-7 tie, the Bud Selig game, took some shine off the Major League All-Star game, and then they tried to bring back some of the drama with the home field advantage for the World Series. I'm not sure that that ever landed maybe the way they hoped. I didn't know a lot of people who were living and dying on whether or not their league won the All-Star game for home field advantage. But
I wonder if you studied it. Sorry, Scott, to interrupt you. how much that had that played into helping the result of how the World Series went. I don't know.
Here's a strike on the pitch to Mercado. Nothing and one the count. I know it didn't help Cleveland in 2016. 0-1 pitch inside. One ball, one strike. Indians had home field advantage. Still saw the Cubs win games 6 and 7. Big cut and a miss on the 1-1 fastball. Here comes 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground towards the middle. Over to scoop it is Marcano. He'll flip to the shortstop, or to the second baseman from short, and that will turn the Clippers away as Naylor is forced out. This game goes to the sixth inning, and the Clippers lead Indianapolis 3-2.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because your trust in this together, we take care of you, you take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donato's. Every piece is important.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The Scott's Lawn Care Kid of the Game. Working hard with the grounds crew here at Huntington Park. What a great experience. For a different youngster every home game. I think it's great. Now, Matt argues and says it's free child labor, but nevertheless, a fun time here at Huntington Park. It's time to get outside, and Scott's is here to help you get the most out of your yard this season. It's time to enjoy it. Scott's, let's get to the yard.
I don't think that young man will be assisting with a tarp pull post-game into the over 9 hours. Past his bedtime.
A swing and a foul ball back to the screen. It's nothing and one to Madris. Now listen. Those tarps get heavy.
No kidding.
And you can use all the help you can get. So if the little man is still around and willing and able,
that's child labor.
Job done. One ball, one strike, the count to Madris. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. Good-looking offering from Tim Heron, the hard-throwing lefty from Terre Haute, Indiana. 29th-round draft pick in 2018.
Excuse me, Scott. He's not playing around right now.
This one's going to be lined to the left, and it's going to drop in front of the charging Palacios. It's a base hit. Carter Benz coming up next.
Catcher number 37, Carter Benz.
We were talking about the All-Star game and home field advantage, whether or not that's had any impact. I'm not sure that statistically it has, looking back at these results. And obviously that was a plan put in place to try and put some skin in the game again when it came to the All-Star game, instead of just league pride with free agency, players going back and forth. Now you've got universal DH, so there's even less qualities that separate the two leagues. Benz fouling this one. It's a one ball, one strike count. And there was a time, and again, not to turn this into a get-off-my-lawn moment, but there was a time when if you were a fan of a National League team and somebody else was a fan of an American League team, you had a little bit of a league identification there. Swing and a miss. You were a National League guy where the pitchers hit. Double switches were important.
Guilty.
At one time, the strike zones were different in each league.
That's right. It's exactly right. You remember the umpires used to be relative to different leagues.
The 1-2 pitch. Fastball high. 2-2 now. Now you have interleague play, and you've got a Wednesday night. The Reds are in the Bronx playing the Yankees in July, and you go, what planet am I on?
Who's DHing?
That's right. 2-2 pitch. Called third strike. Benz is out. That's a great pitch from Tim Herron. As you said, Matt, he's not messing around. Really going after these hitters, and that time he wins the battle. Brings up Travis Swaggerty. Here's the first pitch. Swung on, fouled away. Top of the sixth inning here in Columbus. So glad you're tuned in. Wherever you may be on a Saturday night, beautiful night here at the ballpark. Post-game fireworks show. Clippers trying to make it four straight wins in this series. The 0-1. Off the outside corner. One ball, one strike.
Cam View, a lefty, warming in the Indy bullpen.
1-1 pitch. Down low. Two balls and a strike. I'm not saying they need to bring back all the things that you and I remember growing up about the game, but I do think that the giant hat golf cart that they would bring pitchers in from the bullpen, I think that needs to make a comeback.
That and the banana phone, right?
Here's a strike, and it's 2. Yeah. Now, like here in Columbus, it wouldn't be a very long ride. The bullpens are right there near the dugout, but I say, just for the look of it, bring in a giant golf cart with a Clippers hat on top and drive that guy to the mound.
I like it. Maybe Marvin could serve as the driver of the golf cart.
Swing and a miss, and Swaggerty is out. Back-to-back Ks for Herron. I'm not sure that he's licensed to do that.
I see him all the time pounding around on these golf carts.
Now, he could jog him out there now,
the
or walk him out. He's getting his steps in. Hoy Park is the batter now. One on, two outs, 3-2 Clippers, ground ball up the middle. Oh. Off the second base bag, and it ricochets into center. It rolled up on the base and kicked right past Arias, who was in position to field it. Tough break for Arias and the Clippers, and Hoy Park and the Indians Boy, get a little luck as it trickles into center. Parkins up at second. All the way to third goes Madris.
That was a perfectly placed ball for Arias, and it just hit the front of the bag, went right over his glove at the center. That goes as a double, right, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. Two base hit for Park. And now there are two runners in scoring position with the top of the order coming up. Marcano will be the hitter, the 22-year-old from Venezuela, traded from the Padres last year near the deadline. Swings and hits this one to right. Coming is Mercado. Slides and he makes the catch. Clippers keep the lead as Oscar Mercado goes across the outfield lawn to make the grab. Indy doesn't score despite two hits. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 3-2 Clippers.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces, get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers. Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
They're playing Sweet Caroline here at Huntington Park. That has my broadcast partner Matt Andrews up and dancing in the booth. It's a 3-2 Columbus lead as Trenton Brooks gets set to come to the plate. And Cam View will be the new pitcher.
Maybe 20 years ago, Scott. But much like our friend John Wagner from Toledo, who cringes every time he hears that song now, he's heard it a few too many times at a ballpark.
It's a nightly occurrence here at Huntington Park, and it never goes out of style here.
So I'm supposed to dance, huh? All right.
Brooks will chop this one over towards second. He's going to be 0-for-3 on the night. First pitch swinging, and he's out 4-3.
They played somewhere else, I recall, as well.
In Beantown?
Boston? The Harvard Yard?
It's a real big deal there. Mitch Tolman to the plate. First pitch, a strike to Tolman. He's nothing for two, has grounded out and popped up.
Do you know the soundtrack for the fireworks tonight? Have you heard? Maybe Larry knows. We knew last week it was a country soundtrack. There we go.
Pop foul. Catcher bends, takes off his mask, and makes the catch. And there is two away. I didn't get a chance to answer, but Larry was ready to go in our headset, reminding us that it is a Pink Floyd soundtrack tonight. What was it last week?
It was a medley of country songs.
Oh, that's right. That's right, because we were trying to decide what era of country we were going to get.
Whatever Nick Wiggett put together, right?
First pitch, a strike on the outside corner. And it's going to be 0-1 to Benson. Top of the order now here for Columbus. There's a swing and a chopper to first, backhanded by Madrid. He'll flip to the covering pitcher, and that is a quick and quiet 1-2-3 inning for Columbus. We will go to the seventh. It's 3-2 Clippers. Matt's back with the call.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select TempWorks, 784-9200, or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You're eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're in Indianapolis here at Huntington Park. If you had Ricky Relish in the hot dog race, you and he are the lucky winner. Columbus with a 3-2 lead, 3 runs, 4 hits, 7 left for the Clippers, 2 runs, 5 hits for Indianapolis. Greg Allen will open up the 7th for the Tribe. Tim Herron. Second full inning of work, came on and got the final out of the 5th, worked the 6th inning, giving up a couple of hits and striking out a couple, no runs. First pitch called strike to Allen. The left has been hit by a pitch twice. He swings and shoots this one fair inside of third. Down the left field line, it'll go into the corner. Palacios goes to dig it out. Allen chugs into second, standing up with a double. A rocket over third, yep. And a two-bagger to start the 7th.
I don't know what the exit velocity was on that one, but it was smoked.
It was.
You could hear it sizzling.
Jouay Bay with the tying run at second. That's 6 hits for the Tribe. They're still down 3-2. Bay is 0 for 3. Lefty to lefty, the first one. He shows bunt, brings the bat back, a fastball at his high, ball one. Bay struck out looking in the first, grounded out in the second, and fly to center in the 5th. 4 hits and a home run of the series. The pitch shortens up again to bunt. Again, it's inside. He took a ball on a fastball at 96. It's 2-0 from Herron. Brooks in at first base. Coming in at third, Tolman. The pitch is swung on and missed. No bunt attempt there. He was swinging all the way, and it's 2-1. Herron stretches. And he pitches. And there's a bunt foul behind the plate. And Bay is even now at 2-2. So, two bunt attempts taken for balls. Swinging strike. Bunt foul. 2-2. Castro's on deck. from Heron. A swing and a popper into short center field. Sprinting in, center fielder on the move to make the catch. Benson for out number one. Good running grab and fires it back into the infield, and Arias at shortstop. One out.
The never bunters would tell you there. Should have been swinging away the entire time.
Second baseman number three, Ronaldo Castro.
Ronaldo Castro. One hit, three times up. An RBI single way back in the first, one of the two Indianapolis runs. Clippers lead 3-2, defending here in the seventh. Tying run at second base. Allen, a walking lead. Heron comes to Castro, and the first pitch is inside. Ball one to the righty. Second baseman Freeman cheating in, trying to keep the runner at second base. Allen close. Here's the pitch. A swing and a bouncing ball to third. A second hop runner coming to third. Tagged out. Tolman tags the runner at third base. A base running error there by Allen. He's the runner, only man on at second with one man out. He broke for third. And Tolman, on charging in, Scott, was going to play at the first, but when he saw the runner heading towards him, right in front of him, he simply tagged about, running four or five steps ahead to the baseline.
It's a mistake that, you know, makes you scratch your head, because when the play is in front of you, you hold. I don't know if he was just too quick to break, like on contact. Maybe from his angle it looked like it could get through. Who knows? But I will say this, and this is not an indictment on any one manager or any one roster, because they've changed over and over and over again. But the Indianapolis Indians over the years have made more base running mistakes against the Clippers than any
other. It's a foul ball back.
Now, there have been times where they had a bunch of speed in their lineup and they were really aggressive, and sometimes it paid off and sometimes it didn't. But then there's also been clubs over the years that Indianapolis lost games against Columbus because of the base run. Multiple games.
You're talking back to the Dean Traynor days.
Absolutely.
And probably beyond. Sawinski, the batter, with one strike on him to the lefty, and a bouncing ball weakly hit right of the mound. Running backhand play by Heron, heading to first base. He flips it on to get Sawinski and end the inning. A double, a base running error, a man left. Stretch time. Columbus leads Indy 3-2.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert, because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings.
Complete here at Huntington Park before a big house. Night has fallen here in the capital city. Overcast, cloudy skies. The darker blue hanging over this ballpark. park that was built in 2009. Can you believe it's been that long, and still it's in exceptional, exceptional condition. Freeman leads off the seventh. And views. First pitch of the inning is outside. Ball one. Freeman one for three. Infield base hit back in the third. The Clippers got a run in the second, one in the third, and one in the fourth. And they have a 3-2 lead. Swing and a fly ball to straightaway center, but right at bay. He takes a couple of steps to his left and makes the grab for out number one.
Let's feel it.
Richie Palacios with one gone. Ground out, sacrifice, bunt, and a walk. Palacios with an 8-for-17 series at this point. He's the left-hand batter with one away. Clippers have a right-hander warming in their bullpen. Palacios takes the first pitch strike. Nick Enright is the righty. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball high in the air to straightaway center field. Bay got a late break. Now gets back to the spot. Deep center. He's wearing the glasses on his hat. Hardly any sun out. He makes the grab out number two. Hey, he still looks cool, right? What games as I do down the road at Ohio State. It's the biggest pet peeve of mine. You get these guys in college ball on a bright, sunny day, sunglasses on their cap.
Yep, don't do you any good up there.
Put them on your face, or don't wear them. And yes, get off my lawn. First pitch is outside, ball one to Brennan.
Is that like the person driving down the road and they flip the sun visor down?
Called strike.
But they still have the sunglasses on the top of their head? Same kind of thing?
Essentially.
My son, who's in high school, is notorious for losing and breaking his sunglasses, so he will go through multiple a season.
Brennan cracks this one back into deep left field. That ball hit well, and that one is going to go for a home run. At opposite field, two outs, solo homer to left for Brennan. Attack on run of the seventh, and Columbus leads 4-2.
Well, that's what Columbus did last night. They grabbed a little late insurance, and they needed every bit of it because Indy rallied. So, big swing of the bat right there for Columbus, and Andy Tracy will take it. That opposite field shot makes it a two-run game.
Fourth of the year for Brennan. That one out the other way to left. Here's Arias, right-hand batter, takes it high, ball one. Columbus with four unanswered after trailing deuce nothing here. Arias in the game, one out of three, has scored a run. Wave and a miss on a high heater there, 1-1. Freeman fly to center, Palacios the same, and then Brennan the lefty cracks it the other way for a solo tater. The 1-1, high and outside, two balls and a strike. Clippers gunning for their 51st win of the season. This game 79. The 2-1. There's a line shot to right, but it's going to hang up. Backing to play at Swaggerty, he picks it off head high, and the inning over. A solo home run by Brennan makes it 4-2 Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
This is Dan Patrick.
You are correct.
Say hi, Dan.
Hello, anybody?
He surrounds himself with the Danettes.
The Flab Five. It was not pretty.
And this
is the Dan Patrick Show.
They have a big following.
It's a smart and informative show. Okay, maybe not smart all the time, but definitely informative.
I knew that.
You can decide for yourself by listening to the Dan Patrick Show right here. 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Hi there, Mina from HGTV's Good Bones. When it comes to replacement windows, I just had to go with the best window experts in the business, Window Nation. Energy-efficient windows that have saved customers an estimated $40 million on energy bills in both the winter and summer months. I've got them in my homes, and now is the best time to get them in yours.
Now at Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, plus get 0% interest for 5 full years.
Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Window Nation, the perfect fit.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Eighth inning baseball at Huntington Park. Columbus is at an insurance run. They lead it 4-2. Will Brennan home run. And now the Clippers go to the bullpen and bring on Nick Enright, a right-hander, to face Madris and Benz and Swaggerty in the Indianapolis 8th. Tim Herron, 2 3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 3 strikeouts. Enright is the 4th Clipper hurler of the night. Enright 2-0, ERA 3.65, his 9th appearance, 8th in relief. Madris leads off the inning, and the first pitch for the left-handed batter is fouled out of play down the left side, strike one. Lyle Madris has walked, is 1 out of 2. Scott mentioned it in the first inning when it happened. Madris was the batter on a fly out to left to end that frame. On a terrific running grab by Palacios in left field, saving 2 runs on a catch he made to end the inning. And right now, Columbus has a 2-run lead. Madris on a 1-1, fouls it off the end of the bat left side, 1-2. Right-handed pitcher in right, left-handed batting Madris. Here it comes. Swinging a high pop-up. Playable third base side. Tolman behind the bag in fair ground. Out number one on a pop to third.
Catcher number 37, Carter Benz.
Carter Benz, the catcher to the plate, with one away. Indianapolis has out-hit Columbus 6-5, but the Clippers lead by 2, and they're 5 outs away from going 4-1 in this series with the finale tomorrow afternoon. The pitch. The strike. And on the pitch, Freeman from second moves left of second base to play up the middle. 3 on the left side for the Clippers. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Tolman at third guards the line. The lone first base side is Brooks. He's between first and second. Outfield, honest, straight away deep. Enright ahead, 2 strikes on Benz. The motion, the kick and the pitch. Fastball up and outside, 95 miles per hour. Here it comes. And there he goes. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 2 out. Nick Enright with some good old high cheese there. 2 out batter is Swaggerty. Travis Swaggerty bats left. Joe Jakes warming in the bullpen. A lefty for the Tribe. First pitch high to Swaggerty, 1-0. Swaggerty, nothing out of three in the game. 0 for 11 in the series. He waves at that offering, an off-speed delivery. 1-1. Pitches outside. Two balls and one strike. Connor Pilkington set to start tomorrow for Columbus. Indy is not named a starter. Here's a foul ball back. 2-2. With two outs, nothing going. On the right-hander and right. The pitch. Foul ball back. High fastball. Shot right behind the plate. 4:05 game time tomorrow. For the wrap-up of this series, Indy comes back at the end of the year for a couple.
Yeah, we get to see a lot of Indianapolis this year.
As you should, as they should, as the West should in this division matchup. Foul ball back. This whole idea that, first of all, I know it's very little control to the club, but the scheduling makes absolutely no sense. Last week we... I'm not sure we talked about it on the air, but Nashville, for instance, a two-hour drive from Louisville, only 5.5 or so from Columbus. They take multiple trips to Norfolk, Virginia, which is about 11 hours away. I doesn't get it. 2-2 pitch. Low ball three.
Well, I'm not sure how it's structured now, but there for... a few years, it was essentially completely computer-generated. But prior to that, speaking of Norfolk.
3-2's grounded a second. Freeman will throw him out. That'll get us on to the home eighth inning.
You know who did the schedules?
Mr. Rosenfield.
Dave Rosenfield would put those together every year. They made more sense back then.
4-2 Clippers as we head to the home eighth.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but in the app is great. My local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Clippers lead 4-2. Joe Jake is on to work the eighth inning on the mound for Indianapolis. A hard-throwing left-hander. Clippers are going to have Bo Naylor to lead it off. The lead is 2 for the home team. 4-2. Indianapolis has stranded a whopping 9 runners compared to just 7 for the Clippers. Bo Naylor has been on every time he's been to the plate. He's walked twice and been hit by a pitch and scored a run. A lefty-lefty matchup here. And Jake's from the stretch. First pitch of the inning is outside, ball one.
Yeah.
Next pitch is in for a called strike on the Huntington Bank scoreboard. Checking in the International League, what's going on in that Nashville-Memphis game tonight? Good news, Columbus fans. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-1.
Give me the good news.
Is that in the sixth inning, the Memphis Redbirds are blanking the Nashville Sounds 5-0.
All right. Could be 2.5 out.
A Columbus win and a Memphis win means, yes, 2.5 in the division with one game to go before the big exhale, the All-Star break. Pitch is inside. It's 3-1 now on Naylor, opening up the Clippers 8. The set and the pitch. Naylor swings and fouls it back. Is this the first year there's no All-Star game? Or did they have one last year?
No, there was. Not only was there not an All-Star game last year, there was no break.
Okay, that's right. That's right. They took the break away.
Yeah, we were in St. Paul playing a regular season series while the big leaguers were on their break.
Here's a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. Jakes gets a strikeout there of Naylor, hung on to by Benz for out number one. That's correct. I forgot that. But now there's just a break, but no game.
Correct.
I'm sure there are a ton of people league-wide that are happy about that. Because go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sure that's true, although I don't know. I like the AAA All-Star game.
Mercado swings and misses. There were a lot of people that were asked to go and honored to go that wouldn't go.
That is true. That is true.
There were. In many capacities, beyond players. We're talking coaches. We're talking radio personnel. Trainers. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball over the mound, but the second baseman scoops to his right. Castro with a backhand pick at the bag. And the throw in time. Nice play by Castro, heading over to shortstop from his second base spot. Two out.
There's no doubt that's the case, but having hosted one here a few years ago, it was a blast.
When we hosted in Louisville in 08, I didn't enjoy it as much.
Really?
That's just me, and that was very young in my broadcasting career there, but I felt like it was, for whatever reason, and maybe it was on our end, it was a little bit unorganized.
Yeah. You're kind of a pessimist anyway, though.
Well, thank you, sir.
You know, you don't like to have a good time.
That's not true. I did enjoy calling the game with Steve Selby, but I think there'll be a lot of people that are glad for a 3 or 4 day pause this case.
There's no doubt about that.
Heck, there are guys in the big leagues that don't want to play at times the big league All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Trenton Brooks, 2-0 the count. Lefty-lefty here with two outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball slapped to second. Castro gloves and throws him out, and we're on to the ninth. Scott Leo, the optimist, to call the ninth with Columbus leading Indianapolis 4-2.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We getting back into it.
Hey, do you guys remember when Davante Adams made the decision to sign with the Las Vegas Raiders? And there were some rumblings about, you know, how much he was offered to stay. Well, Davante Adams spoke with the media yesterday, and he tried to explain to everybody that maybe the decision to leave, it wasn't really about the money, because Green Bay stepped up in a big way.
You ever know why they have workout bonuses in all their contracts? Because if they did incentivize players to come up there, no one would come up there in the offseason.
No, that's the truth. If you decide to leave and go somewhere else, when you are offered more money at the place that you're at, you're familiar with, you've had your success with, there's more to it than just saying, I want to raise my kids on the West Coast.
Two pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a cup of Joe, Jonas Knox. 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast presented by Authority of the Columbus Clippers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Clippers. Scott Leo, Matt Andrews, game five of a six-gamer. Indy took the series opener. And since then, the Clippers have rattled off three in a row, trying to make it four in a row. They go to the ninth inning. Columbus 4, Indy 2. And Justin Garza is on to pitch. Garza, the right-hander, looking to close this thing out. First pitch, swung on and missed by Hoy Park, and it's 0-1. Garza is making his 17th appearance, no wins, no losses, a 4.15 ERA. 17 and a third innings, has walked 10, has struck out 18. The league is batting 2.03 off of him. He misses upstairs with this pitch. And the 1-1. Down low. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1. Called strike. Fastball. Outside corner. 90 miles per hour. Garza is the fifth pitcher used tonight by Columbus. Enright pitched the eighth. Fly ball center field. Coming to get it is Benson. He'll make the catch. One down. Enright, one scoreless. He didn't walk anybody. He struck out one. Andy Tracy and his pitching coach, Rigo Beltran, mixing and matching with the arms available tonight to try and get not only through this one, but now close it out and get a win. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled away. Nothing and one the count. To the top of the order, it's Marcano in there. Left-handed batting shortstop. That means Greg Allen is scheduled to bat next.
I don't know.
Tried to check his swing and could not. That's a strike. Off-speed pitch from Garza. A good one as he goes back to the rosin bag. That's what I got. I didn't call that. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. High heat. Excellent job by Garza with that pitch sequence. Goes off speed and then comes right back with a high fastball. The young shortstop for Indy unable to hold off and also unable to put it in play.
Scott, the trio of Heron, Enright, and Garza have been awesome.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. And now Greg Allen's the batter. Indy has out-hit Columbus 6-5 in this game. Indy has the game's only error, but the Indianapolis Indians have stranded 9 runners while Columbus has... Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air to right field. Mercado in on it, has it. Ring your bells. The Clippers will beat the Indianapolis Indians again tonight. This time, Columbus wins it by a final score of 4-2.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill, hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit RMHC614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
The fireworks show is underway. Pink Floyd themed here tonight at Huntington Park. Clippers beat the Indians 4-2. And Matt, it was a game where Indy scored first, Clippers rallied, and then the relief corps did a tremendous job to help hold on to that lead.
They were really good, Scott. I guess even before Heron, it started with McCarty, but Heron and Enright and Garza on the back end were dominant. Clippers get four unanswered. They're playing really good ball. A week ago, they were on the verge of being seven games behind Nashville. Could be 2.5 after tonight.
Phoenix Bats' big hit of the game came courtesy of Will Brennan in the seventh inning as it gave Columbus a two-run lead that they would not relinquish. My son, who's in high school, is notorious for losing and breaking his sunglasses, so he will go through multiple a season.
Brennan cracks this one back into deep left field. That ball hit well, and that one is going to go for a home run. An opposite field, two outs, solo homer to left for Brennan. Attack on run of the seventh, and Columbus leads 4-2.
That's how it would end up for Indianapolis, and they'll go for five in a row tomorrow at 4:05 in this series wrap-up. If Memphis beats Nashville, the Clippers are only 2.5 out. Tomorrow marks the end of the quote-unquote first half as we will have reached the All-Star break. We hope you'll be with us for the finale. For Matt Andrews, this is Scott Leo. Thanks so much for being with us. Once again, the final on a fireworks Saturday night. It was the Clippers 4 and the Indianapolis Indians. Big thanks to our producer, Tracy Watson. So long from Huntington Park.